the men's and women's tournament gets underway this weekend, but all eyes will be on MTSU and the Blue Raiders as they take on Louisville coming up on Friday.
Correct.
At 12:30, we say hello to their head coach, Rick Ensel, who's on the line with us now. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Super. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Congratulations on once again making the tournament. But I got to tell you, Coach, you know, 29-4, go undefeated in your conference, and they only give you an 11 seed. I don't know how you feel about that, but I'm kind of mad for you.
Well, there's a lot of things that goes into it. I've been to those little sit downs that they have to kind of familiarize you with what goes on, and what they look at a lot of times is the geography, what's close, what your fans can get to, and sometimes they can move you. They can move you from a 9 to an 11, or from a 5 to a 7, or a 7 down to a 5, or whatever. So, you know, I'm not for sure that we were 11, that we could have been closer. We could have been more of a 9 or a 10 maybe, and then they moved us because it was convenient for our fans to get to Baton Rouge than it was to maybe go to Los Angeles or out on the West Coast. No.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But do you use seeding as motivation when you're talking to your team?
Not really, because, you know, you got 64 of the best teams in the country is what you're looking at. And so not really, you know. But I'll tell you, I'm not beyond using anything.
We're talking to MTSU Women's Basketball Coach Rick Ensel this morning. Coach, it's so good to hear your voice. I'm so proud of your success. We talk about the great run you had in the regular season, now in the tournament, but you always need that little engine to get you going. And Savannah Wheeler, my goodness, what a great basketball player. She just takes everything to the next level, doesn't she?
Well, she's a special individual. I mean, you know, she's not but about 5'5". They'd list her a 5'6", maybe 5'7". She's probably pushing 5'4". But I tell you what, she is. She's a ball of dynamite. I mean, she's a competitor. She's a winner, and she's been that way her whole life. We, you know, when she was at Marshall, she was tough for us to defend when she was there. And then when she went into the portal, and we were able to get her to Middle Tennessee. She scored over 1,000 points here in her 2 years at Middle Tennessee. So, you know, she's a scoring machine. But more than anything, she's just a winner. If she's having a bad day, then she's gonna get 8 or 9 assists, or she's gonna get 4 to 5 steals. She's gonna do something to impact your winning on that stat sheet.
What was it like last night gathering? Because I know a lot of your fans went down to Huntsville and cheered you guys on. I saw the football team down there cheering you on last night with the celebration. What was it like, Coach, to see all that support you get every single year, but to especially see it in a brand-new environment down in Huntsville and then last night at the Boulevard when you guys watch a selection show?
Well, that was my 20th time, I guess, to be in the conference tournament. And I don't know that we've ever had as many fans at a game at a conference tournament than we had this year. I mean, even on our first game on Wednesday, we filled up half of the stadium. Then our next game on Friday, the lower part was totally full with nothing but Blue Raider fans. And then on Saturday, it was unbelievable. When they opened the doors, we were already out there going through our shoot-around. And you saw 60 and 70-year-old men sprinting to their seats. And I'm thinking, good, because I'm 72, and I'm thinking I couldn't be doing, even if they're 72, I couldn't be doing that. But, you know, it was amazing. And they were just, this team is so invested in our community, and our community is so invested in this team. And when I say that, it's just like the last game that we had here, senior night. We probably had 2,000 people on the main floor after we got through recognizing our seniors, and then us winning the conference for the conference championship. There's probably 2,000 people on the floor. And Saturday, they like to never got everybody off the floor so they could start the next game. Of course, Western was hacked off about that because they were in the next game, and that just tickled the hell out of me.
Coach Rick Ensel is with us, women's basketball coach at MTSU. They'll take on Louisville on Friday. Coach, you know, I know you've had a lot of fun coaching at Middle, but has it added an extra element being able to coach with your son, Matt?
It has. It has. I mean, it's not many people get to do what I get to do. I get to spend the latter part of my life on the bench doing what I have a passion for, which is coaching and working with young people, and then to have my son working side by side with me. I don't know that you can get any better than that, to be honest with you. It's now we don't always get along. Now I'm gonna we got two different philosophies, but I will tell you this: Saturday, I wanted to go to a different offense, and he said, "Nope, we don't need to do that, Dad." And I said, "Well, you know, I'm thinking we might." He said, "Nope." Well, I said, "All right, I'm gonna let you pull this." So, and then what he was saying, we need to go to Tamia Scott, which she just put the team on her back and just absolutely was dominant for about 6 or 7 minutes there. It was unbelievable.
We're talking MTSU head basketball coach Rick Ensel this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show. All right, Coach, now we head to Baton Rouge this week. You got taking Louisville. LSU awaits. How do you get your guys focused on just Louisville and not think about, my goodness, LSU, if we win, that's our next game? That's got to be kind of a let's focus on the game in hand, right, and not worry about anything else?
Well, like I said, this team is pretty special. They stay pretty focused on who we're going to play. You know, most people was telling us last week it's hard to beat a team three times. And I had to sell to my team that I've been in this situation a bunch in my 48 years because sometimes I had to beat people five times in high school. So, you know, I said, you can't buy into that. You know, it's another team. We know what they're going to do. If anything, we got the advantage because we know what they're going to do. Now, as far as going down, you know, we had played Louisville last year, and we beat Louisville here 18 last year and probably could have won by 30, to be honest with you. But Jeff's a great coach. He's a good friend of mine, a good friend of Matt's. He knows that he came in here last year and didn't play well, and we were able to win. So I promise you, he'll be ready. And then after that game, then we'll look what's going on with LSU. But we're not afraid of LSU. We're not afraid of South Carolina. We're not afraid of anybody, to be honest with you. If you brought our girls in right now and talked to them, they'll tell you that it matters not who we're going to play.
I love it. Coach, there's a great article by Sam Doughton and GoBlueRaiders.com about your basketball team and all the different parts that make it go. But I really like the part about Tamia Scott that he writes in the article about her. She represents everything the program prides itself on. Why is that young lady so special to you, Coach?
Well, I thought she was the best player in the state when I recruited her. And a lot of people didn't think that. Well, I won't say a lot of people. I'll say there were some people that overlooked her and thought, well, you know, that she in travel team ball, she kind of come off the bench there too. And then last year we got her in, and her dad and mom, she comes from a great family. And I just told them to be patient, you know, believe in me, trust me, things are going to work out. I don't think there's any doubt now that 2 years from now she's going to be a WNBA draft choice. She's got length, she's got size, she's got quickness, she's got basketball IQ, she's got everything it takes to do whatever she wants in the game of basketball. And now she's just got to go to work, and she started doing that, and she's coming into her own right now. She's going to be the face of the program, no ifs, ands, and buts about it, and we're just proud to have her. But that's part of the process, Joe, that you got to go through. You can't come in. Everybody that comes in here was an all-star, in some cases an All-American on their high school team, and, you know, you're not playing along. You're playing alongside other young ladies that were the best player on their high school team. So very few people get to come in and start right off the bat, very few. But, you know, when you do, you know, you consider yourself lucky and take it from there. So she went to work. She's earned everything she's got.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Best of luck against Louisville and in the tournament, and we'll certainly be talking to you soon.
Hey, guys, you know I appreciate you, and, you know, go blue.
Go blue. Exactly. Thanks, Coach.